There is, as we have been discussing, a kind of a deadlock between everyone's desire to see nature restored to its former glory and the thorny question of who is going to pay for it. We all want to go to heaven, it's just nobody wants to die to have to get there. And there is little to be happy about at the UN's Biodiversity Summit in Colombia this week, where there was not much of an agreement on footing that bill for nature restoration. We're going to hear from there in a moment, but I wanted first to get a handle on what not getting this right in this country would mean. What species are we about to lose, or what species have we lost recently? Naturalist and author Declan Murphy took me to see the plants and animals that only barely still have a toehold in Ireland. It was a walk that took us to a beach in Wexford, one of the country's most celebrated beauty spots, Glendalough, and we started on the increasingly battered shoreline of the Murra, just north of Wicklow town.
This is the path, the original path going down the Murra. And I sat here in June 2023, and there was a seat there, and the path was in front of us. So the people walked in front of us there, where that shingle is. By last winter, the sea had come in underneath the seat, and now the seat is completely gone.
So to illustrate this crudely, if I step out to where your seat was, I drop 2.5 feet.
Yes. And if you come down here in an easterly gale, you'll now be standing in the sea. And you can see all beside us, this is just crumbling away.
It's really very stark, Declan. About well over a kilometre to our north, there's massive clumps of soil and grass just falling down onto the beach. What particular plant species was it that this area was home to that you're worried about?
The spring squill. It's a small spring flowering plant. It only grows on the coast, and we're at the extreme southern end of its distribution. It also only grows in a very, very narrow patch closest to the sea. And that was okay for the last couple of hundred years. You'd get a little bit of erosion, but the plant was okay. It grows from about this extreme cliff edge in about 2 metres.
And at the present rate of erosion then, that 6 feet span that it's growing in now, do you expect that to be here in 2 winters?
No. Not at the current rate of erosion here. I think one of the saddest sights I saw was this spring. The spring squills had started, had been flowering here, and this cliff top, as we can see, had collapsed right down. And the plant was still struggling. It still flowered in here. It was
in this fallen clump.
Yes.
That is going to get washed away with the next high tide.
And even the tiniest clumps with the seaweed amongst them, the little blue flowers were struggling to keep going, and they were doomed. Even in the face of complete defeat, they were struggling to go on, and there was no hope for them. And I found that quite moving. Today's a lovely day, but in the winter, the wind coming down here, you've got the waterfall, there's a lovely sense of unchanging wilderness, which it's hard to find that in Ireland. It almost goes back to a time when there wasn't people here, and you get a little insight of what the world looked, and more importantly, sounded like when there was no one here.
And what is the sound that we should be hearing here that we're not any longer?
Well, the ringousel was a bird that many years ago bred fairly widespread across Ireland, and it only breeds in mountain areas with rocky slopes, cliff faces, barren isolated areas. That was where it bred, and it used to occur right across Ireland through Wicklow, Waterford, Kerry, Donegal, and from a bird that was widely distributed across the country, It's now gone down to possibly only one pair. One pair was heard this year up in Donegal. One of my friends camped here many years ago, and he had seven birds singing here. And I've had one or two birds singing here going back 20, 25 years ago, and the valley has fallen silent now. I have searched for this bird throughout Wicklow, and it is gone. It's completely gone, and it's a beautiful, distinctive whistling song, a very melodic song, totally unlike blackbirds or song thrushes, that used to carry across from one side of this glen to the other side. They would sit up on the crags up there to our left, and there'd be another one sitting on the right, and they'd whistle across. Beautiful whistling sound, and that's a sound that's gone now and most likely will never return.
Do you come back here with any kind of hope or expectation that you might hear it again, or are you resigned to the fact that it is gone?
I come up every year to think and to hope and to live that maybe a straggler passes through, but in my heart I know there won't be.
This is the most photographed valley in the country, I think. It's quite upsetting to think that somewhere that is so iconic in the Irish landscape has this sad story to it.
Well, especially when we know it's not habitat loss in the way that people visualise habitat loss. It's gone primarily because of climate change. Now, that bird lived in a niche. Other birds didn't live up here. So when it came back in the spring, there wasn't any competition. It was able to survive in a mountain environment. There was no blackbirds, no thrushes, no competition. It had the area to itself. Now, with the slight warming of the climate, the area around us, the vegetation has grew up. It can support the other birds who, it's not as cold up here anymore, and they can survive. So we've got robins, we've wrens, we've stonechats, mm-hmm. blackbirds, song thrush. We didn't have those 15 years ago up here. So now, when the ringoozle comes back, the niche is gone. It's occupied. The blackbirds have taken over. Because in a place like this, there's limited resources, there's limited food. So there might be only enough to support a couple of pairs of thrushes. There were no other thrushes. The ringoozle managed to survive. Now it arrives back. Every niche is occupied. We're on a beach in North Wexford, just a couple of miles south of Cahor.
But it would be unwise of us to give the name of the beach that we're on. Yes. Why?
This particular species is so sensitive to disturbance. If anybody was to go onto those sand dunes to look at it, they would actually damage the habitat so badly the plant would just be dead and just be gone. The fact that nobody knows where it's growing is probably its best protection.
So what are we hoping to find here?
We're hoping to find a plant called sea stock, which is sadly very, very rare and endangered here in Ireland.
How rare?
Well, come and have a look at these plants up here and I'll tell you how rare they actually are.
Is this it, yeah?
This is it here, this little couple of clumps of sort of greyish green, almost fuzzy leaves up on the slope okay. in front of us there. If you look,
it's
you can see
definitely the only one of its kind in the whole dune system that I can see anyway.
Well, not alone that. As far as we know, they're the only ones in Ireland at the moment. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I can see 6 plants here.
Why is it so vulnerable?
Now, this plant is a biennial. Do you see there's no flowers there?
Yeah.
Those plants started growing this year. They'll flower next year.
So there's no seeds this year
nope.
to grow next year. So
if that comes out, if
that goes in a winter storm, that's it.
That's it.
That's the last of its kind in this country. How should I feel about that? I'm really not sure. Because there's a part of me that says, is my life going to be any poorer in the absence of a plant that I didn't know about before today? Or is that something that is profoundly shocking that has disappeared from the landscape and is not coming back anytime soon?
I think it's a very good point that you raised. How we should feel, is it going to change our lives? Not in a direct, immediate way. If that plant isn't there next year, we may not suffer the consequences straight away. But as I said, if you look up there, there's no, that plant has a lovely flower, lovely purpley lilac coloured flower. There's no other flowers up there that'll do that. It produces nectar. So that is a habitat that is very little resources to passing insects, to migratory insects that are coming in. It provides a source of food to them. If that's gone, then there's no source
of food.
There's
no insects here, there's no food for the birds. So who knows what species further up the food chain.
Exactly. That's the way, that's the way it all works. It does. It's not so instantaneous that that goes this year and it affects us straight away next year. We're only one creature living on this planet. That's the one point we have to remember. We shouldn't be so self-centered as to say, does it matter to me? It matters to the planet. It's the planet we've got to look at, not just ourselves. We're only one creature here.
Declan Murphy, naturalist and author of A Life in the Trees, among a number of other books.